You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini joins us now. This conversation sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really good. I understand you have some helpful tips for us today on mildew, stains, stuff like that, that maybe with this humidity are more problematic,
yeah.
Huh, Lou?
Yeah. You know, I talk a lot about, they're even a sponsor, but this product called Wet and Forget. And I've noticed that my house, that there are areas, you know, north side and the steps and the concrete. And I'm a big pressure washer guy. I own one. I like to use it, but it's a lot to get out and start up, and mine's gas, and, you know, it really does make quick work for it. But I did a little test on a couple of steps, and I'm like, there's pre-mixed stuff on this Wet and Forget. I'm going to try and see how it works. And normally it takes about a couple of weeks. Within a couple of days, it had completely dissolved the algae and the green buildup on these concrete steps. And so, you know, if you're looking for a way to kind of quickly clean that discoloration that's occurring predominantly on the north side, the humidity, all the water and the rain, this stuff really works, and they've got a bunch of it. This is not, I'm not getting paid for this. I'm just saying this is one of those products that just makes your life easier. So go out and buy a bottle of it and get ready to be amazed, and your house is just going to look so much better. And quite frankly, like on the steps, if you've got some of that algae or that buildup, that can get slippery when it's wet, and so it's a safety hazard too.
So you just leave it on there, and you don't wash it off, you just pour it on there?
You spray it on. Literally, it's like the best name ever. You wet it and then forget it. And then with the rain and the wind,
scrub it or anything,
nothing,
like that.
No, nothing, nothing. You just put it on and walk away. And and it really does work.
Wet and forget. They should call it Wet and Forget.
They should. I'll call somebody.
Lots of questions for you. Here's one. Can I use it in the shower?
Well, they do make a version in the shower for it. You cannot use the outdoor product in the shower, but they do make a Wet and Forget for the shower that is quite effective.
Okay. How about this, Lou? Hey, Mr. Fix-It, I am looking for a recommendation for a window glass company to replace glass. The windows look foggy. I think the seal has been broken. My parents just went through this, Lou. They just in Joliet, I think my brother Googled glass company Joliet. Somebody came out and you didn't have to change the whole window, but just the glass panes. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a couple companies that'll come out in the Chicagoland area where they'll drill a hole and try and put a vacuum in there to clear it out. But if the panes are out and you can't, you know, you need a new thermal pane window, depending on the construction of the window itself. There's a company I've done business with forever out of Evanston Glass and Mirror. And they work on these older homes. They specialize in this. They've been around a very long time, and they have really good people. So Evanston Mirror, it's either Evanston Glass and Mirror or Evanston Mirror and Glass, one of the two.
Lorraine, you're on WGN Radio with Lou Manfredini. What's your question, Lorraine?
I was wondering what Lou thinks of that Wet and Forget for windows. I just bought a bottle today, and I want to know if it really works good.
It works well. I'm kind of persnickety about how I clean the windows. That's just me. So I did try the product. It is better than dirty windows, but it isn't perfect. So if your windows are dirty and you want them to look better than they look now, it absolutely is. It's a little bit different process than their regular Wet and Forget. You wet the window down first with the hose, then you spray this soap. You soap on there. You let that soap kind of tear apart the debris and the dirt, and then you rinse it again with the hose. You can do all this while it's connected, the bottle itself. And it does a pretty good job. Is it perfect? Okay. No, but it's better than what you have now.
Okay. Well, my husband is getting old, and it's hard for him to do windows now, so I figure that will be better than nothing, right?
Well, and it works way better than your husband falling off the ladder.
That's right.
I was just going to say, if you've got a 40-foot ladder, throw it away.
Throw it away. Right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Lorraine. I forget. Somebody came up to me, and they go, John, I've got great advice for you. He says, I says, what is it? He says, get a 40-foot ladder. I go, yeah. He goes, throw it away. Do not get on a 40-foot ladder.
My rule is always that if you buy a new house, do not use the ladder that came with the house.
That is so true. I have a rickety wooden ladder in my garage that I can use, and my kids are like, Dad, no.
Right. Throw that one away, too.
Put it out on the curb. It's 11:20. I know you've got more questions for Lou. 312-981-7200. We'll answer those after this on WGN.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered.
Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini is answering your questions about... Well, mold and mildew and cleaning stuff around your house. Why are you laughing, Lou?
You know, it works. It really does.
The product you were referring to.
Yeah, I was talking about Wet and Forget. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I mean, like you said, you don't do commercials for them. You just talk.
They're an advertiser, but I'm not. I have nothing to do with them directly, no.
Hey, Lou, I'm looking for a concentrate weed and feed and pesticide that I can apply on my lawn through a towable pump sprayer off the back of my lawn tractor. Okay, lot there. Any ideas or advice?
There's no weed and feed and pesticide mix that I'm aware of. They're two separate things. And so you would have to take... You know, two passes with that. And on the liquid side, I mean, it's available. Ortho makes a pesticide that it's a concentrate. I don't know how big the tank is. You just have to follow the instructions on there. That's a pesticide. And their Spectracide also makes a concentrate for pests. And that's kind of a broad spectrum for bugs. And then from a weed and feed perspective, you know, any number of just about anybody makes a liquid for that as well. One in particular that I like is from Jonathan Green and Fertilome, which makes a weed and feed in a concentrate that you can put in a tank.
If you listen to Lou on Saturday, you know Lou is a big Milorganite guy. You like that stuff from Milwaukee, right?
I do, and there's a little bit of controversy about it. And you know, whenever I talk about it, I'm like, oh, it's got forever chemicals in it, and I get that. But it's forever chemicals that came out of us ingesting it, because that's how it comes out of the Milwaukee County sewage. And so, you know, it works. My gosh, there's just something about it. The lawn is super green and I really, really like it, and it doesn't burn the soil. And, you know, a lot of times this time of year, I know you've talked to Bob Bertog about this too. You know, I mentioned that this year you could still put a food lawn food down. It's a little early, but the Milorganite you can do anytime you want. It doesn't matter, and it just works. And you're not going to ruin the lawn, and you can use it in the garden as well.
Yeah, we had some for lunch. Okay, let's talk to Vince. Vince, you're on WGN. What's your question for Lou, Vince?
Yes, I have a door. It's a natural wood door that faces south. And the sun is starting to do a number on the finish.
Yeah.
What can I put on it to seal it so it won't ruin the door?
So you're going to have to lightly sand that door and or use a refinishing product, Formby's. And it's not Formby's anymore. Now it's called Minwax. It's a refinisher to take the finish off. And then I would use a spar varnish as the finish on the door, which is, you know, used in marine applications. It's an oil-based product. The trick is, once you have the door prepared in the color that you like, you take the spar varnish, you thin the first coat, you put a little bit in a container, maybe like a pint, add a little bit of mineral spirits, not much, like a teaspoon of mineral spirits, thin out that first coat, apply that to the wood, allow that to dry. It's going to raise the grain, knock it down with a steel wool, a little fine steel wool, then two more coats of full-strength spar varnish, and that is give you the best result to keep the door looking as good as it can for as long as it can. The sun takes a beat, you know, we'll do a beating on it, but this will give you years of protection.
Okay, thanks a lot. And I have
thank you.
Spray and wash. At one step, and it really works.
Yeah, the wet and forget stuff. Yeah,
good.
How about
yeah,
that?
It really does work.
Wait, I'll tell you what, those wet and forget people, they are not paying us enough money. I don't know what they're paying you guys to advertise that, but but you know what I say, Lou? Sometimes it's like, hey, that's commercial radio. There are companies out there and services that provide value to our listeners, and why wouldn't we want to tell you about it?
Right.
Sometimes
right.
they pay for it, sometimes they don't, but either way, it's in service to the listeners. We want to help you out.
Agreed 100%.
Yeah. And listen, I didn't mean anything snarky about that joke that you told on the radio on Saturday, Lou.
Well, I did preface it and said this would not make speed jokes. So, Lou, you know, I'm the anti-speed joke.
Lou told a funny joke on Saturday, and as I'm listening to this, I'm going, Lou, you're running long. This is going to go past 46 seconds. I don't know that it did, and it was a very good joke. But then I texted Lou right away, and I said, that violates the 46-second rule, Mr. Manfredini.
I'm not trying to get in your kitchen. I'm leaving your kitchen all alone. You can have the whole 46 seconds to yourself.
It's a good show on Saturdays with Lou and company from 6 to 10. Thank you, my friend.
See you, brother.